Now, Darren Frahill, once again, good morning.
Good morning. What a weekend it was. A poignant one off the field of play as we remember those who lost their lives 100 years ago on Bloody Sunday. And then on the field, what drama. Tipperary and Cavan turned the 2020 Championship on its head. Tipperary beat Cork by 3 points. They're Munster champions for the first time in 85 years. And Cavan beat Donegal by 4 points, their first provincial title in 1997. So if you get out the calculators this morning, you put them together, that's 108 years of waiting for glory ended in one afternoon. That wasn't bad going, was it? Now, I mentioned Bloody Sunday, and as fate would have it, we now have the same All-Ireland semi-finalists as we had for the 1920 season. Dublin, Cavan, Mayo and Tipperary, and for the record, Tipperary won that title when that final was played. If you missed it all, here's a little snapshot of how the day unfolded on Radio 1.
Tip in their commemorative green and white jerseys, and it's all over in Páirc Uí Chaoimh. Tipperary are the Munster football champions for 2020. They have beaten Cork, their first title for 85 years, and it arrives on the weekend that we mark the centenary of Bloody Sunday.
Lofted in again, Patton goes up and he does well, but the back of the ball is in the back of the net. Finished to the net, wonderful goal for Cavan as that ball broke in there and finished to the net. It is all over here at the Athletic Grounds. And Cavan have beaten Donegal. Would you believe it, Aidan?
Absolutely amazing performance from Cavan. Virtually nobody gave them a chance going into this game.
I think what won the day was just sheer determination, guts and belief won the day, Owen. What this means to Cavan, Owen, I can't explain it. You know, it's just huge.
Huge day, 85 years waiting. I'm ready to cry, to be honest with you, because it's massive, and you want to see primary school children wanting to play football for TIFF for the next 20, 30 years. That's what it's about.
Liam Lennon from the Munster Council gives Conor Sweeney the signal to raise the Munster trophy above his head. We haven't seen a Tip man do this since 1935.
It gives me great pride to represent the people of Tipperary, not just the players, but everyone else involved. Up Tip.
Oh, what a day. What a day in the world of sport. Now, we visited Cavan earlier in the programme, but let's go to Tipperary now. I'm thrilled to say I'm joined by the Tipperary manager, David Power. David, I understand you didn't even get a lie-in this morning.
No, I didn't, Darren. I didn't. But I'm still not tired, so it's great. It's great. It's absolutely great.
I know you have a young man, Dara, there, got you up nice and early. In terms of putting it into context, I don't know if it's sunk in or not, David. Are you able to put into words what it means?
Just listening back to that, it's very emotional, to be honest with you. We've a wonderful group of players, and I suppose this has been going back, I suppose, the last 15 years, going back to the Brian Foxes when he was getting to minor finals and under-21 finals. And it's been a nice build-up. And, you know, yesterday was about, you know, there's been a lot of talk about Tipperary being really, really good at underage, and today, yesterday was about winning that senior title to show that we can compete against the best, and that's certainly what we did.
Well, it's certainly played into your hands, the whole knockout championship, but not having a second chance. Is this something maybe that we need to have a talk about to bring back the old ways of doing things?
Yeah, well, I suppose it's easy for me to say that, but I suppose, look, that's for Crow Park, I suppose, to look at, and I think it's just been wonderful. The joy that it's given, I think it's an absolute privilege for us to be still able to do something and give that joy back to the people, because I know every Monday and Tuesday for the last 5-6 weeks it's been giving people something to talk about, and I think that's wonderful, and you know, and it's something that we can be very, very proud of, and to be a part of it and to be actually talking about Tipperary being in an All-Ireland semi-final in 2 weeks' time is just wonderful.
Yeah, it is. The downside, I guess, David, no supporters, very hard to celebrate something like this, and the extended squad as well, they couldn't attend the game yesterday. How tough was that on them?
It's very, very tough, because we've around 40 players, because we've a lot of young fellas there that we're trying to develop, and for them, they're every bit as part of it doesn't matter who it is, we've a backroom team. Some of our stats lads couldn't go to the match yesterday as well, so they were doing the stats from home, and it's very, very tough, because it's not about any one individual with us, it's about the collective, and that's what it's about. So from that point of view, it is very, very tough. But look, I understand in many ways where Crow Park are coming from as well, but it is very, very tough, and you know, but look, we just have to get on with it. And just,
do you think it might open up for a semi-final?
Well, like, I suppose there's, like, it's in Crow Park, and I suppose, you know, I'd be hoping so. It'd be just wonderful to have all our panel there, to have all our backroom team there, because they deserve that day. It's, you know, like, I know I'm talking here, but I'm only representing a great group of people, and that's what I'm doing, and it's just a fabulous day for Tipperary football.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you heard him. Declan Brown was on the programme earlier, just before the news at 8:30 there. He's predicting a Cavan-Tipperary final. How do you feel about that?
Well, look, we're going to probably enjoy the next 24 hours, just take it all in. We're going to be back training Wednesday night, and then we can start looking forward to the Mayo game. But there's going to be a great belief there. There's going to be great confidence there. And, you know, the lads played so well up at Crow Park there 4 years ago, between the Galway game and even the Mayo game, which could have went either way. So there's going to be that inner belief, and we're going to just enjoy it and just embrace the thing as well. And I think it's, again, as I said, it is a privilege for us, you know, to be in this position, and, you know, and hopefully we can represent the Tipperary people again, like we did there yesterday.
I'm sure you will. David, thanks a million for joining us. I know it wasn't easy to take the early call, but we really do appreciate you coming on the programme. David Power there, well done to him. Just in other news briefly, in hurling, Kildare won the Christy Ring Cup. Donegal won the Nicky Rackart decider. The FAI has closed their investigation over that video shown to the Irish players before a recent friendly against England. They confirmed they're satisfied with Stephen Kenny's explanation in regard to the tone and the content of that particular video. Liverpool are second in the Premier League, 3-0 win against Leicester City last night. Arsenal and Leeds played out a scoreless draw. Everton beat Fulham 3-2. West Ham overcame Sheffield United 1-0. Leinster, Ulster and Connacht all recorded wins in the Guinness Pro 14 yesterday. Munster in action tonight. Stephanie Meadow with a terrific finish at the Pelican Championship in Florida last night. She finished 5 shots off the winner, Kim Shi-Young. Robert Streb won the RSM Classic. Graham McDowell and Shane Lowry finished down the field. Judd Trump beat Ronnie O'Sullivan to win the Northern Ireland Open. And finally, there's horse racing today at Dundalk, where the action gets underway at 1:45.